It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, August 2nd, 2009. I am Ragnar Dennisfield, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. No pirates in the news stories again this week, but we do have a couple good posts from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum posts on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We have a few off-air recordings to listen to this week, mostly recorded last night by myself, and then we're going to get into some closing thoughts from me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dennisfjord.
Well, hey, how's everybody doing this week? Yep, it's Ragnar, and I'm back again for another Pirates Week. Wasn't able to do a show last week, so I left something special on the website. If you haven't heard it yet, you may want to swing by piratesweek.info and find the Pirate Week. But it's not your typical show, really. I'm warning you, once you heard it, you won't be able to listen to another Pirates Week the same way again. I know I haven't, and. Anyways, hey, speaking of taking the week off, no show again next week, except I will not have anything special for you to fill the time with. Yeah, I'm going to take taking another vacation. What do I say? It's August, and I don't do a lot of work this time of year. So with that being said, let's get right into Pirates in the News. Hey, one last thing about the Pirate Week last week. I did have one guy email me, said, I don't know what the big deal is. I didn't see anything different about last show than any other show. Yeah, thanks. Anyways, let's get into Pirates in the News. Hey, looks like the boat that rocked may never make it to U.S. shores. After a less than stellar opening in the U.K., the movie was postponed from August to September for its U.S. debut. Word has it that it is now being heavily re-edited and will be retitled. So no more The Boat That Rocked. Rumors are flying that it will be retitled simply Pirate Radio, and has a U.S. launch later this year. So The Boat That Rocked is done, and Pirate Radio may actually make it to U.S. shores sometime. I believe I read September. It may even be later than that, as they are re-editing the movie, or probably dumbing it down for U.S. audiences. Looking over at the blogosphere, the Radio Kitchen has once again stepped up to the plate and swatted another great blog post into the upper decks, this time looking at Radio New York International, the pirate ship Sarah, a wide-ranging expose of Alan Wiener, the pirate ships and his illegal radio. Hey, if you are at all interested in the origins of WBCQ, you're going to want to stop by the Radio Kitchen and settle in for a very good read. As always, the professor has done a stellar job in a very long blog post on the Radio Kitchen talking about Alan Wiener, the pirate ship Sarah, and the origins of WBCQ. A really good read. Also from the blogosphere, Al Fansom, the illustrious Al Fansom, sat down with Greg Majewski of the CIDX Messenger for his Free Radio Baker's Dozen of Questions. As always, Al didn't fail to supply the interesting and informative answers. From his early years on the West Coast with his CB rig to his thoughts on the FRN, Al tells all, including some of the more sensitive moments between himself, Commander Bunny, and a fistful of carrots. You can read all the CD details in this August edition of the CIDX Messenger. Available for $10 a year, contact them at CIDXClub@yahoo.com. That's the Canadian International DX Clubs, and it's a really good magazine. Comes in PDF form. I've been a subscriber now for a couple years. Definitely worth the $10. It's not just Canada that they cover. It's some really good stuff, the CIDX Messenger. And this month, Greg interviews Al Fansom, and it is very interesting. A fistful of carrots. Orphis were discussed. It wasn't pretty. Okay, and unfortunately, that's all that's in the news this week.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
It's time now to take a look around the internet for some of the more relevant postings on forums, starting off like we always do with the Free Radio Network. That's frn.net/vines. Doctor Who posted asking the really dumb question that if anyone wanted Ultraman to make more pirate radio shows. Seems Ultraman is getting a little lazy and needed some encouragement to get off the couch. The vote was unanimous. Hell yeah! Hopefully we'll see some new material from Ultraman on the airwaves soon. An official press release of the Rodent Revolution announced that Commander Bunny is now on Facebook. Well, actually, that inspired me to break down and join Facebook. Facebook/Pirates Week. You can see me, and you can also go over and take a look at Commander Bunny's page. It looks like the Rodent Revolution is hitting Facebook. Northwoods Radio announced that antenna upgrades will be occurring at his station. Jack Pine is removing the western array and erecting a dipole. The eastern pointed phased delta array will remain. Commander Bunny praises the station, and Lex, as he usually is confused. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 703, dated July 31st, 2009, are the stations being logged this last week? Pirate radio stations being heard include the stations of KUSA, MAC Shortwave, Northwoods Radio, Outhouse Radio, Radio Casablanca, Radio Gaga, The Voice of Chaos, WBNY, WEAK Week Radio, WHJR Hey Joe Radio, Wolverine Radio, and a spoof numbers station, all being logged this last week. Stations sending out QSLs this last week are the stations of Outhouse Radio, Radio Free Euphoria finally got off the couch and sent out some QSLs, Radio Free Euphoria, Radio Casablanca, WEAK Week Radio, MAC, KUSA, and The Voice of Chaos, all stations sending out QSLs this last week.
Arrgh, mateys, it's Skidmark Bob from Free Radio Santa Cruz, better known as Freak Radio, broadcasting 100 watts of stereo power on 101 FM or online at freakradio.org. Unlicensed broadcast since 1995, and you're listening to Pirates Week. Ragnar Danisjold. Did I say that right? I hope I said that right. Anyway, check out piratesweek.info.
Arrgh.
Okay, with that, it's time now to get into some off-air recording, starting off this week with Lex down in Texas on his Palstar R30C and his patented indoor fug loop antenna. He dropped off this file on the drop, that's drop.io/piratesweek. He dropped off Wolverine Radio, some a Texas music themed show, 6930 upper sideband, 0250 to 0330 UTC, the 25th of July, SIMPO 43233, sending a really good signal down to Texas with his Texas music. This is a bunch of Texas music, so take a listen to Wolverine Radio.
Take me back to New York.
There's a new kind of dance doing down our way. Started out in Texas in a small cafe. Folks all love to hear them play. Texas culture.
Wolverine Radio.
And by the time I go to Texas and skipping,
said Big D didn't stay.
About a half an hour to Mississippi. South town, just a short way. Heading southwest on the Texas and Pacific.
I'll know how you're from Texas.
Right about the
lingo I understand.
Oh.
I'll bet my kill if you can't. Cause there's no mistake in the brand.
Let's go to Lucy Patrick.
Waiting and ready in the morning.
It's successful life we live. Got a few lights ahead.
Wolverine Radio.
Use that for your fool. Find the battleground. Put in pressure, super council. Grab a kid, man. Bustle down in Texas. Where's this a car?
Well, these next three are recorded by myself on the dipole-fed Icom PCR 1000 this last night, Saturday night. First up, Outhouse Radio, 6925.8, upper side band 2200 to 2230 UTC, the 1st of August, SIMPO 35322. He signed on with a version of Breaking the Law. Hey, that's my gig, man. Into a very hard rock mix. And Outhouse Radio after, and then he played two versions of the Twilight Zone with a Outhouse Radio ID stuck in the middle. So take a listen to Outhouse Radio. Then a little bit later on Saturday night, MAC signed on 6850 AM 0100 to 0136 UTC on the 2nd of August. SINPO, a stellar 45444. Hell, those may even have been fives early on in the show. Paul Starr was playing the oldies on MAC, a huge signal that faded just a little bit with the local darkness and the stars were coming out and the signal faded just a little. But this this clip is early in the broadcast when they were just pounding in. Paul was in rare form with lots of laughters and, Paul was just on it last night in a great show. Take a listen to MAC.
Oh, no, I love you.
The Paul Starr Show.
Baby, the super hit sounds of Tommy James and the Shondells. I think I'm alone now on MAC.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand, and so we're putting.
And then the last clip I have for you is Chaos, the voice of Chaos, which came on just as MAC was signing off. They were signing on to 6925 Upper Sideband, 0138 to 0156 on the 2nd of August, SNIPO 35343. The voice of Chaos commenting on the chaos of train wrecks in California, the chaos in Iran, and the chaos of the toilets on the space station. This is the voice of Chaos.
To the voice of chaos. Chaos in Iran. We here at Chaos Headquarters are just laughing our heads off over the chaos going on in Iran. Disputed elections, demonstrations in the streets, disagreements among party hardliners, and violent crackdowns with hundreds of arrests. Yes, chaos lives in the Islamic Republic of Iran. This is the voice of chaos. We can be reached at voiceofchaos@gmail.com. This is the voice of chaos.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Yep. Pirates Week is a bit spotty during summer. July and August are months that are difficult for me to sit here and do the show, but fear not, once the leaves start to change, I'll be able to do more of a weekly show, especially after hunting season is over. So with that said, no show next week. Me and some friends are going up to the cabin for a long weekend of drinking and, well, other things. So what do we talk about when there's little to discuss? Well, I pimp my work. That's what we do. If all you know is the Pirates Week, piratesweek.info, you're missing out. There is also shortwavepirate.info, which is a repository of archives and interesting stuff. There is also the FTP site of this year's off-air recordings at shortwavepirate.homeftp.org. I also keep RF programs updated with links to your favorite radio-related programs, rfprograms.com. I am also Pirates Week on Twitter with the real-time alerts of pirate action I catch here in North America. I also created another Twitter account, HF Underpants, that tweets the pirate logging posts on the HF Underground news group, although there is a time delay on those posts as the RSS feed is parsed. I'm also on MySpace as well as Facebook now. However, I'm not that active on the social media sites. That's a Facebook/Pirates Week. I also have a personal blog, Sans Contemplation, for some non-radio related stuff, as well as some QSO posts and just a kind of a junk drawer of what's going on. Links on the various web pages over to Sans Contemplation. Seems like I'm forgetting something. I'm also the editor of the Free Radio Weekly, a free weekly email news bulletin of loggings and news items of shortwave pirates here in North America, and actually around the world. Yeah, that's about it. Lots of good stuff to explore. Most of it is linked somewhere on the homepage, piratesweek.info. And that's the stuff that keeps me busy when I'm not doing the podcast here at the Pirates Week. And I think I'll throw it out to the audience once again. From time to time, I do throw it out to the audience. If you want to do a segment on the Pirates Week, contact me at piratesweek@gmail.com. There's been some interest from listeners of doing a short segment on the show. If you have something you may want to contribute, contact me. It's really a lot easier than you think to do. Love to have another short little segment, audience-generated content, help fill time. As you can tell, I'm just kind of treading water here. Okay, actually, I think I'm just going to end the show. I'm done babbling. So what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a few things. We learned The Boat That Rocked is being re-edited and renamed before coming here to America. And we also learned El Phantom was once subjected to unspeakable acts with carrots and other vegetables by Commander Bunny. That's all we learned this week, and thank God for that. As always, hey, thanks for listening. I'm out of here.
Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.